Thank you for waking up with Kixie 96.5, the 80s through today at work. I'm Dorothy Tran, and as you know, a lot has been happening across our country and our city. So I wanted to take a quick moment to talk to a community leader about it. And you know, Pastor Miles McPherson, he is the founder and leader of The Rock Church. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm good. I'm doing good.
I know it changes throughout the day, right?
right.
Yeah. You know, I'm Vietnamese. My husband's half black. My baby's mixed. So I kind of go through all of these waves all throughout the day. But, you know, with the protests that are happening across the country and in our city, I think it's a lot. It's easy for people to acknowledge it and then say it's messed up and then kind of move on with their day and not really focus on why they're happening. So I wanted to start a conversation with you about it and to give our listeners some clarity on why these protests have been happening in the first place.
Oh, gosh. You know, I grew up dealing with racism all my life, and it wasn't until I saw George killed that I realized that my whole life I've been living under a cloud of powerlessness to a white culture. And it didn't hit me. I'm 60. I think what people of color have been dealing with all their lives, all of our lives, our parents' lives, is this oppression of racism. Not only through police, and by the way, my son's a cop, my dad's a cop, not all police are bad, but just the culture of us versus them, and people just got tired of it.
Absolutely. And I think that's the point of where our country is, where our city is. And that's why there have been protests for days on end now. And we're starting to see a lot more media on the peaceful protests and taking away from the rioters and the looters that are right, hijacking the moment. So I wanted to talk to you about what positive changes can we do within our community to make those changes and fight for our brothers and sisters?
Very good. I think if you're white, it's different than if you're black in general, because black people and black and brown people have dealt with racism all their life. There's a less learning curve about what's going on. So I think for white people to realize, what don't I know? What have I missed? Or what have I turned my back on that I don't want to deal with it? You know, I wrote a book called The Third Option, Hope for a Racially Divided Nation. And it's based on the premise that there's us versus them culture. And the third option, instead of having to pick one of those two, either us versus them, the third option is that we unite by honoring what we have in common. And one of those ways is to acknowledge color. You should never say you don't see color. One, you do. And that's why people only say they don't see color when they see it. But when you tell somebody of color you don't see their color, what you're telling them is that you don't see them, that you don't acknowledge the burden that comes with that color, and therefore you will not be involved in any fight for that burden. And so we should acknowledge people's color. And we should acknowledge, listen, if you're white, fabulous, you're beautiful. If you're black, you're beautiful. If you're Asian, you're beautiful. It's not more as complicated as that. And we shouldn't invalidate what people are and what they experience. So I would say, let's learn about the burden our brothers and sisters carry.
Miles McPherson from The Rock Church on the phone with us. With all the protests that have been happening, we're talking about what positive changes we can make within our community to help.
What has been happening all these years is that people of color have been fighting this alone. And what I mean by that, a lot of the white people I've encountered say, you know, they don't get involved. Right. I'm not a racist. I'm not involved. And so therefore, you people of color have to deal with this by yourself. We have to change that, where we have to deal with it together. In the NFL, a lot of the NFL players in the years past have always wanted the white NFL players to speak up, especially the quarterbacks, because the white voice in America is louder and more authoritative than the black voice. Yeah. And so we need white people to speak up and say, this is wrong. We want justice. Black lives are just as valuable as white lives. And the reason people say Black Lives Matter is because we have felt like we don't. Yes. When that cop killed him, they said he was basically making a statement, at least this is how I took it, you don't matter. You know, I can just kill you right here and it doesn't matter. And so we are tired of not feeling like we're second class and we don't matter.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that. And I'm glad that you brought up, you know, Black Lives Matter versus All Life Matters, because I don't think a lot of people truly understand why we're saying Black Lives Matter.
Yes. People get defensive. You know, it's like you're saying that you matter more. Well, no one's ever said that.
Right.
It's like saying, listen, if your son, it's simple as this, if your son, if your wife got killed like George got killed, we want the same justice your son would get. That's all we're saying.
Right.
It's really not, it's not any more complicated than that.
Pastor Miles McPherson from The Rock Church with us. Thank you so much for coming on this morning, and thank you for giving us clarity on the situation and how we can help make changes.
Yeah, thank you. And get the book, The Third Option. And also, I'm preaching every Sunday on this topic at sdrock.com. And we just want to keep educating people. And then, of course, you could follow me at Miles McPherson.
Kicks in 96.5, the 80s through today.